The search continues at this hour for a missing float plane in Katmai National Park and Preserve. The single-engine De Havilland Beaver was carrying three National Park Service employees and its pilot. The plane was last seen on Saturday afternoon when it left Swick Shack Lagoon headed for King Salmon. The missing employees are Mason McLeod and two brothers, Neil and Seth Spradlin. The pilot is Marco Aletto from King Salmon. The plane is operated by Branch River Air Service of King Salmon. John Quinley is the National Park Service spokesman.
We have had aircraft up since early this morning on the Katmai coast and since late morning in the more interior portion of the park. We are focusing on the route that we expected them to take, which is from Swick Shack Lagoon, which is faces Shelikof Strait around Cape Douglas to Kamishak Bay and then up one of those valleys, river valleys, towards the interior of Katmai and onto King Salmon.
Searchers are focused on the northeast part of the 4-million-acre national park, particularly on several river valleys that drain into Kamishak Bay. The plane may have flown low along one of the river drainages, according to officials. Deteriorating weather on Saturday forced the pilot of a second Branch River airplane to do just that. The second plane left Swick Shack 15 minutes after the lost plane did and made it to King Salmon. No emergency locator beacon has been received from the missing plane.
We have not picked up on an ELT signal. Normally, if those go off, we would be hearing a constant signal from that device. We have not been hearing that, nor have we had any other voice communication or visual, nothing that would indicate where they are.
10 aircraft, both fixed wing and helicopter, are working on the search today. Quinley says the searchers will stay out until dark. Agencies involved in the search are the National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Alaska State Troopers, U.S. Coast Guard, and Alaska Air National Guard. Branch River Air is also assisting. The search began on Saturday afternoon after the plane failed to show up in King Salmon.